With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Rumors are floating around the other Washington that another stimulus package is in the works that may not include certain sectors, like agriculture, that some are calling the skinny bill. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says he's hearing similar talk.
I know that there is interest in just essentially focusing on some of those things that some people see as most urgent and keeping it, you term that, as a skinny bill.
But Newhouse says he continues beating the drum for farmers and ranchers.
We've tried to communicate and raise the needs of the agricultural sector, certainly in our state, as it is somewhat unique to a large part of the country.
Here in our state, Newhouse says it's of particular interest.
We have a lot of specialty crops in the state of Washington that don't always get the necessary attention and focus that I think they deserve. And so we're making sure that our case is made that many of the things that were put into place in earlier programs didn't necessarily fit and had to be reworked and modified so that specialty crop growers could qualify.
The pandemic, Newhouse says, makes it especially important.
Any kind of relief package includes agriculture, which is the first question that certainly specialty crop growers will get a better treatment in a future package.
A scaled-back $1 trillion coronavirus relief bill is reportedly in the works, restarting stalled negotiations. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. Joining me again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're prepping the orchard during the fall for next season.
It's difficult to think about being finished with harvest, but it's just around the corner. Get your trees ready for winter and your orchards ready for spring. If our forecast is to have an early winter, prep the trees by accelerating senescence with a PGR called Protome, which triggers leaf abscission and prepares trees for dormancy by dropping off the leaves at the first good frost event. This works well for both nursery and established trees to prevent winter injury. Defoliate the leaves when you're ready, not when forced by Mother Nature.
And prepping the orchard floor?
Before the fall rains, apply a pre-emergent herbicide to take out your winter annuals. The fall rains help to activate the herbicide and move it to the ideal spot to control the broadleaf weeds.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.